got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And throughout the world today.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's not raining today so far. I think it rained last night in L.A., but supposedly it's supposed to stop. Oh, I thought it was Wednesday, but maybe today it'll start back up again, Thursday or Friday or somewhere. But you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. The biblical question. My biblical question this week. It's a wow. It's a commentary bull. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? Greater works than I do. Think about that. And there are people who think Christ was God. Christ said, greater works than I do you shall do. What did he mean by that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever, anywhere in this world, we are heard around the world. By everybody and they mama, if you're black, everybody and their mama, if you're white. And you got to run around and take care of something this morning, this evening, this night. Because some people listen at different times. You can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone. He made it possible to listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? So like this video, hit like. And don't forget, and I do appreciate it, hit like. One of my favorite days, again, is here already. And that day is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out? Woof. Amazing. Amazing. In case I forget, I just want to remind you, so you don't forget, to support us on social media. Instagram, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com/JLP Talk, Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, ring the bell, and do all that. And I do appreciate it. I'll get into it a little bit more today as we move forward here. But the one thing I think is so interesting about human nature, human beings, is mind-blowing. And I understand it. Because I didn't know at one time either, really. I totally understand it. Human beings have accepted the idea that there's only one world. They have accepted the idea that there's only one way to live. And that way is in their misery, in their brutality, in their anguish, in their fears, their loneliness, their thoughts and emotions. And they have accepted that in their fighting back, fighting within themselves and outside of them with others. They have accepted that that is a way to live. Even though it doesn't work, generation after generation after generation accepted that. And it's mind-blowing to me. And the reason it's mind-blowing because most people, not all, because some people realize, you know, something wrong with this. And so they have not realized or even thought about it or even care about it or think it exists. They don't know that inside of this world, this physical world, is another world, is another reality. And it doesn't even suggest that you fight back. It doesn't want you or encourage you to fight. It encourages you to give up. Give up this world of thoughts and emotions and doubt and fear and fighting. There's nothing to fight for. Really, zero. There's literally nothing to fight for. But you got to give up thoughts. You only need thoughts for practical things. How to make a meal. How to repair your car. Or what shop to take your car to. How to drive your car. And things like that. You will never, ever, ever, never, ever find spiritual answers in thoughts. It's not there. It is not there. It's not in thoughts. You're not going to find that straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life in thoughts. It's just not. The intellect has nothing to do with that at all. And it's crazy that When you read the Bible, those who do read the Bible, it says that there is another world. There's another reality. There is a kingdom within us, eternal life. But most people will not give up the dark world. They love it. They love the thrill of it and everything. But for those men and women who are looking within and giving up thoughts and feelings and emotions, stay with it. There is. And you don't have to fight. You don't have to fight within yourself or outside of yourself. Physically, you may have to protect yourself in this evil world, but there's a world inside of you you don't know about. Oh, some people mention it in churches and places like that, but it's just a passerby mention. And somehow or another, they think that they're going to get it when they drop their bodies. They don't know they can have it now. You can have it now. You can be free right now. There is another world inside this old evil, wicked world we live in, the physical world. Amazing. So for those who are working on themselves, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. A change is going to come. It really is. I have been saying for a while that we cannot afford to have white people to become the minority in the United States of America. Every time I hear a so-called stat, and I don't know how true they are, but they say come 2050, white people will be the minority. 2030-something, white people are going to become the minority in America. And I'm like, okay, thanks for letting me know. I'm going to save my money, and I'm going to go up to outer space where the new world will begin with the white folks, and I'm going to buy some land. I'm going to go on that first load of white people that go. And apparently Elon Musk is trying to get there. And I, as soon as I hear that he's going, oh, okay, what it costs, I'm going. And I'm going to buy some land in outer space. Because I know that once the white people get there, the land prices are going up, way up, to keep the universe white. But I've said that if this country, if white people become the minority, it's over for America. It's over. White people are the only one that knows how to build, create, and make things nice and beautiful and better. New ideas and everything. It's just reality. Now, I kind of know why it's that way, but I don't know why it's that way. But that is reality. Look at the people of color. And now when I say people of color, I mean the blacks and the Mexicans, and all the other color people. They don't make things beautiful. They don't make it better. And then that that's already done, they destroy that. They did this in South Africa. And anywhere that the minority, the people of color take over, it become a hellhole. That's just reality now. Look around you. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying it, telling you what's going on. You do not want white people to become the minority in this country. Just check with South Africa. But Elon Musk's daddy said the same thing. And I don't know if I ever heard a white man say it. If I have, I just don't remember. I'm black and slow, right? But I don't know if I have heard a white man be so honest about it without judging. He's not angry about it. He just said it. And it seemed to be out of love. This is from MSN. Errol Musk. E-R-R-O-L. Errol Musk. Father of tech billionaire Elon Musk. Musk has stirred new controversy. Why is that controversial? To tell the truth, and these white women killing these babies in their womb, like now they're going, no. I mean, they have like abortion, like it's tea time or something. Or they're not even getting pregnant anymore. They have the morning after pill or whatever they're doing to keep from getting pregnant. I know guys who told me that they go to the pharmacy and they buy those morning after pills. And then the next morning they give the woman one of those pills to make sure she's not pregnant. I'm like, she take the pill? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what the? But anyway, for $50, I'm being told, the bottle of pills. Amazing. Huh? So they kill the baby the morning after. But anyway. So this error has stirred new controversy after claiming the United States is doomed, and it is. I told you that the United States was doomed when they elected a so-called black president, the father messiah, Barack Hussein Obama. I said, it's done. It's over. You don't want Obama. And you elected him twice, and look what happened. The country only gotten worse. Way worse. The races are more divided than any other time. But he says that the United States is doomed if white Americans become the minority. Watch this from CNN.
The big concern at the moment, and why I think South Africa is a big talking point in the U.S. right now, is America in the next 20 years will become, for the first time in its history, a minority white country.
Well, that will be a very, very bad thing to happen. You want to see the U.S. go down? Why? Oh, you don't like cars and electric cars, and you don't like technology, or what is it? Do you want to go back to the jungle? Or
if the U.S. becomes a minority white country.
Yes.
So there's Latinas, there's blacks, there's people from all different races make up the majority, and then, you know, it could be 48% white people. Do you really think the U.S. is doomed if it goes under?
Yes, it goes under then.
Seriously?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. And he's not doing it. It does appear that he's doing it with anger, out of judgment. He's 100% right, and you all know it, I know it, everyone knows it, that if white people become the minority in America, America is doomed. You know it. Look at all the areas where non-white people left. They're not over it anymore. Nothing but doom. Nothing but destruction. The whole country will become that way. And I can't believe this guy just saying it. And it's so true. It's doom. He's like, the interviewer like, you really believe that? If America become less white, it's doom? Yes. Right on, Mr. Musk. Elon Musk said that white South Africans gave food to a small group of black South Africans. And because of this, their population grew. From CNN, watch this.
You see, if you take South Africa, we have a small white population that projects the European culture, or what we learned from Europe.
And oppressed millions of black people.
No.
For decades.
How do you oppress? We know, we gave them work, we fed them. They grew from a tiny little group into a massive group. That's not oppression, that's feeding them. Do you understand? You only grow big if you get fed. You only start at 800 and become 50 million if you get fed. We fed them, for crying out loud. You know, enough with this nonsense.
But so you understand, because the black population was so oppressed under apartheid.
Well, we never saw this oppression you're talking about.
You never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
Yeah, because you're white.
Because you're white, he said. Like, you can see it because you're white. Right on, Mr. Elon Musk. Thanks for showing love to the world. That's love. If white folks had not fed the blacks in South Africa, Mommy Africa, they'll be eating one another. They'll be selling the blacks off to the Muslims, Allahu Akbar people. It would have been worse. And that's what's happening in my country. Why do you think we have White History Month every July? July is White History Month to warn the whites, y'all need to be making more babies. Make white babies, get married, make as many white babies as possible. We've been celebrating White History Month for the last 8 years or so, I believe, give or take. Amazing, huh? It's mind-blowing. the new, now I see why Elon want the immigrants so bad now. The news called Elon and his father estranged. That what the anchor baby telling me. Where you get that from?
That they're estranged?
Uh-huh.
From people, I just heard that they don't quite get along. I don't know how exaggerated that is.
Yeah, I thought they were closer now than ever.
Well, that might be true. Yeah, this might be old news.
And I believe, and I could be wrong, so don't hold on to this, that Elon fell out with his mother, who was accused his father and all that. And the father, like, uh-uh. And Elon went with his father. Something like that.
I think they're closer. Too.
What?
I thought I maybe heard that, too.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I don't care. I don't know, and I don't care. They used to be estranged in the past, for sure. But I think... about now. I don't know. That's not important. What's important is this man is telling the truth about what will happen if the white population become the minority. And he's just, look at my country. My country is going to hell in a handbasket real fast. As the people of color are taking over. And the more they take over, they do not make it better. All they do is cry racism even more and louder. Because that's what gets them in power, so-called power, and that's what they want to keep them there, by crying racism. Even though white people are not having babies, for the most part, and they're giving up their country, the people are still crying racism. What a met right on, Mr. Earl Musk. Tell Mr. Earl Musk Jesse said, thank you. At least somebody have real love. That's amazing. I saw a news report this morning. I don't know how true it is, but apparently President Trump is sending someone over to Africa or somewhere over there where they're killing Christians. You've heard, we played that report where black Christians are being killed over to Nigeria, I'm told. Nigeria, yeah. Black Christians are being killed, according to the report, by the Allahu Abba people. And it's a genocide over there. And President Trump warned them to stop. And the government, the president over there, he told them to stop. Don't let this happen. And so now they're going over there to try to talk to the government and stop the killing of black Christians over there. And they said Kali B is going with them. She's going to be speaking at this event. I'm like, Kali B? Why? She's a rapper. And I'm sick of my country sending females to do men's job, a man's job. Why are they sending Kali B over there? And I heard this one Christian, so-called Christian conservative female, all reporting on it, and she's all happy about it. I mean, just joyful that they're sending a female to do a man's job. I told you, conservative people are no different. They're non-conservative people. They have the same spirit, anger. They don't stand up for men. They hate men. We need to send men to do men's job. What the? To do a man's job. That's crazy to me. My country is gone. Women were not created to lead. They were created to follow. And now my country is constantly putting women in leadership roles. And they're doing it not understanding what they're doing. They are preventing the country from ever coming back. It's not in the nature of the female, it's in the man. God over Christ, Christ over man, and man over woman. Nick and Minority. Thank you, Derek. Is Nick and Minority? That's her name?
Nicki Minaj.
Nick and Minaj. Not Carly B. Whatever that, whoever that is. Is she a rapper too?
Yep.
Nick and Minority and and Carly B are rappers?
Yep.
Okay. Well, they send a Nick and Minority over there. Nicki. Is that Nicki?
Yep, there, Nicki.
And come
here. Nicki.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Over there. Send a female rapper to do a man's job. Over in a country where the people are under attack by the Allahu Akbar people. What is she going to do? Rap a song? Is she going to put fear in them? So it wasn't Carly B, just for the record. It's Nicki Minaj. What's her name?
Minaj.
M-I-N-A-G. M-I-N-A-J.
Minaj.
So not Carly B, but Nicki. They're sending her over there. Maybe this is not true. I hope it's not true. They need to send men over there to help. Those people going to be, the Allahu Akbar people going to be laughing when Nicki get there. What the? Because they are not into the woman thing the way our country is. They know the order of women. They may be overdoing it, but they know the order of God and Christ. Christ over man over woman. Amazing. I want my country back, but it is gone. I would suggest you look for this other place within to live from, because this is the one outside is not working. Amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I'm just blown away. They sending a female over to a country they say is under attack by Allahu Akbar people. And they sent a female over to a rapper at that. So being told that Cardi B, on the other hand, in 2020, was trying to seek Nigerian citizenship. That's from Fox 32 Chicago 2020. Bashing Trump. She was bashing Trump, apparently. Fox 32 Chicago. What a mess. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. What a mess! I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm told, I don't know, but I've been told, next week, next Thursday, I believe, is Thanksgiving. What the? And if that is true, I would recommend and invite you to hurry, get your orders in if you want them to arrive before Thanksgiving. And then your Christmas orders, your Christmas presents, and your Christmas stuff. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. Jesse Lee, I think it's Jesse Lee Peterson. JesseLeePeterson.shop. That's right there. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Yeah, JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Order you. Punchy's coffee, the books, my books are amazing, and T-shirts and mugs. So get your orders in as soon as possible so you can receive them as soon as possible. All right? But the coffee can only be shipped in the U.S. right now. Sorry over there, folks. You are missing some amazing coffee. But everything else we ship in and out of the country. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? And I will sign the books and everything to whomever you like. And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. All right? 888-77. We're going to get to your super chats and all that. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Tyler out of Chicago, Illinois. Tyler, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Tyler.
I just have a real legitimate question. Do you actually believe in Christ?
Believe in what?
Christ.
Do I believe in him?
Do you believe, well, it's not him, but do you believe in Christ?
Yes.
So why do you hate black people?
And why do you say I hate them? I don't hate them. I don't hate them, but why do you think I hate them?
Well, I mean, I'm quite sure you're aware now that you have a lot of weight in the media. I mean, you like the Hodge twins, et cetera. Why do you hate black people so much?
You didn't answer the question. You asked that already. Why do you say that I hate? I told you I don't hate anyone, and I don't hate black people. Why do you say
you
I
that.
Do?
Well, because you show hate. You choose the way to, like, put something down versus putting them up.
Give me an example. Maybe you give me an example of what you mean. I'm making this helped you
well,
out.
Well, I can say the same thing for the Hodge twins, too. But
you say about, what do you say about them?
I mean, they just use the content, their power to put down one group of people.
Give me a, they don't do that either, but give me an example of what you mean.
There's other things that exist. Oh, well, I'll give you an example. You sat there and said that black people are no good. That came out of your mouth.
Right now?
Not now, but before.
When did I say they were no good?
You asked for forgiveness now?
When did I say that they were no good?
You said black people are no good.
When did I say that?
I'll remember the exact time, but I heard it.
I didn't think so.
Are you sure?
So, Tyler, you don't have any example of me hating or even the Hodge twins hating black people? Do you have any example at all? Because of time, do you have an example?
Gotcha. Yeah, you're a bad time. Gotcha. No, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, sir.
No, I know. No, I can tell.
But at the same time, like, you don't. Why do you think black people are bad in America?
Give me an example for conversation's
sake. That was a question, sir.
Are you black or white?
I don't know what I am.
Oh, no wonder.
My uncle said. No, dude, I'm a huge fan, man. But still.
Tyler, give me an example, if you can think of one, that says that
I am purple, purple.
All right, I can't play. Call me again, Tyler. I don't know who that's screaming in the background. I want an example of me hating black people. I'm telling black people all around the world, I counsel with them, I tell them, drop the anger. Become an individual. Become free. Stop feeling like you've been deceived. And they're not giving me any example of me hating black people. The same way white people and everybody have to overcome and be free, the blacks have to do the same thing if they want to be free. Prior to the so-called civil rights movement, black Americans were individuals for the most part. They thought for themselves. They did not have leaders. They didn't have someone telling them how to vote. They voted based on what they wanted. And most of them were Republicans at the time because they were free thinkers. And so, Tyler, if you think about an example, if you can give me an example, I would love to hear. And you can, not today, but call me back later. And I would love to hear. This is what you said about the blacks, and it's not true. And I say not all, but most. Amazing. Let me go to James out of Kentucky. James, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Can you hear me clearly?
Hey, James. Good morning. I can.
Good
You're
morning.
Fine.
Excellent. Thank you. I wanted to ask a question from you.
Ask.
I talked a little. I got a little bit from Hake. Now I wanted to get kind of where you think with this. So I'm a trucker. I haul materials, and there's a lot of things I see on the road. And you probably have heard it in the news or from other people, but you know, we've kind of been invaded by truck drivers that are not even legal citizens here.
Right.
And you probably have seen cases where bad accidents, including fatalities, are happening because the illegal aliens that have a CDL are getting in these 80,000-pound trucks, getting on the road, and they're not even supposed to be there. And Americans, of course, are paying the price for it.
I saw a report where at some of these driving license department, they are paying the workers there to take the test for them.
Yes, actually, so Hake covered it on his show, but California, which is one of the largest providers of these illegal licensings because of the sanctuary state along with Chicago and New York. So Hank provided the report that 17,000 CDLs were pulled, and that's great. But of course, there's just a ton of them everywhere. When I was delivering yesterday, I saw two illegals on their phones back to back. And it's just, this is this kind of dangerous driving that.
And what's your question for me?
My question for you, Jesse, is how do, because part of how we're getting safer is Trump is trying, of course, to get these illegal aliens off our roads and out of our country. But how do we go from, even when Trump gets out, how do we stop this invasion of CDL drivers that is continuing to attack our roads and our citizens, to where even after Trump finishes cleaning up the roads and he's out, how do we stop this from undoing itself and then we're coming right back to where we're at? What is your take?
You're not going to be able to stop it. It's not going to change. And the reason it's not going to ever change because they're putting women in leadership role. And the woman is not in her to do anything about this on her own. She doesn't know what to do. And our country voted women into government and all kind of stuff. So it's never going to change. It's only going to get worse.
So what can we do to try to help keep our roads safer then, if that's the case?
There's nothing you can do. You as an individual got to be careful on the road. But there's nothing you can do about anything or anyone else. But you be a careful, driver, and be careful. Look out for yourself. But other than that, there is nothing you can do about it at all.
Is there any way Trump can keep doing what he's doing, where even when he finishes his term, the safety that he's been pushing?
Well, I've thought about that, and if there's some way that a person like J.D. Vance can win, become the president, or somebody, a male that's tough in his administration right now, and then Trump helped them behind the scene, then he can continue to make a change for the good. But if Trump is not involved in any way at all, there is no one else in our government who can do what Trump does. So he will either have to be reelected or work behind the scenes. Otherwise, it's just over there. James, there's nothing we can do. My country is gone. This is South Africa.
I hate hearing that. Well, because as you know, I mean, for decades, we've always been known as the professional driver. We've always done our best to make sure the roads are safe and everything is.
Yeah.
You knew when you saw a truck driver that you were looking at probably the most experienced, intelligent driver as far as for road safety. And it's like it's been ruined by these illegals.
Right. But there's nothing you can do, James. It's the way it is now.
I hope there's some way we can give him a third term.
I do, too. Anything is possible, so maybe he will get a third term, I hope. Or if he doesn't get one, that he will support some guy that is pretty tough, not too weak, and he worked with them behind the scene. And I think that may be what will happen because I'm looking at the president, how he rebuilding the White House and a big old ball, beautiful ballroom and gold, everything gold everywhere. Maybe he has a plan that we don't know about yet. And I don't know if that's to help someone else get elected, some other guy get elected, and he helped behind the scene. But knowing him, he has a plan. I just don't know what it is. But because of time, I have to run. But I highly recommend that you be careful on the road, really, because it is bad out there now, and it's not going to get better. It's unfortunate for the American citizen truck drivers that are citizens, but you got to look out for you now. That's it.
I see. Well, hopefully J.D. Vance can stay with Trump and not be, you know, kind of where we're seeing this divide, like Marjorie Traitor Green, where it's like they look like they're for Trump and then they flip on him.
Yeah. J.D. is nice, but J.D. is weak. He seemed to be strong because he's under the protection of Donald Trump right now, but on his own, his wife rules him.
That's not good.
I know.
I mean, how long have you been telling us that that never ends well?
It will never. It cannot, because it's not the order of life.
Right.
And she's from India, I believe. And I don't know. But anyway, James, you be careful on the road, man, and you watch out for your driving and keep your eyes on the people around you, and you'll be fine. But there's nothing you can do about anyone else on the road.
Well, I appreciate you giving me your take on that, Jesse. Maybe, hopefully, in the future, we can only hope that Trump can be able to help try to save us from all this invasions of everything.
This is why I recommend that instead of people going after Trump, the so-called conservative or whatever is going on, they should appreciate him and then get behind him so that somebody else can get involved if he's not reelected. And because, again, he's the only one that can do what is happening in the country and make it better.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay. Don't worry, but don't get in your head. Have no fear, but stay present.
I will. Thanks very much, Jesse, for taking my call, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
888-7753-773. I want to ask Derek about this, what's her name?
Nicki Minaj? Nicki.
Derek, come here for a minute.
Nicki.
He black.
Minaj.
So how is she different from Cardi B? They seem to be the same. Unless, I'm not into the rap things.
Oh.
Especially female rap.
All black female rapper gals or singer, whatever they are.
Come here, Derek.
Are not the same, Jesse.
Derek.
You're being a bigot.
What's the difference between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B? Can I see their pictures?
They look similar. I think one of them might be a little bit more ethnic, like Latina. I'm not sure.
Are they from this country?
They're kind of American, but I think there might be island black gals, maybe. I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. The worst person in this room to ask.
That's why I call the black guy in.
Dang.
You black.
That's tough.
Do we have their pictures? You know the difference between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B?
I think Nicki's from Trinidad and Cardi B is from New York, the Bronx, I think.
You're not sure either?
That's what I believe. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
And so it's Nicki that they are sending over there to Africa, according to a report.
Yeah.
Maybe not be true. But it's Nicki that they are sending over there. Who is that?
That's Nicki Minaj.
Doesn't she look kind of Puerto Rican or Latina or something?
And that's the one they sent it over there?
Yeah, that's
correct.
The one. That's the one. Look at her. Got her blonde hair.
This is Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. She even looks more ethnic.
She's
more
the one
Puerto
that's
Rican.
More what you're saying.
That's not the one they sent it over there,
right?
She's
the one with the Latina last name.
Okay.
But that's not the one they're sending over there to do a man's job, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the one they're sending over to do a man's job.
They almost look the same, though.
They have a rivalry, actually.
Who?
Cardi B is Dominican, according to Adrian.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, kind of black Hispanic, sort of, maybe.
Bingo. Oftentimes.
But, they had a rivalry. I searched in the AI, Grok. about Nicki Minaj versus Cardi B. I was trying to find the difference. But they're like, oh, there's a rivalry. I wasn't asking. It's one of the most infamous beefs in modern rap.
Well, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I just care about they sending this woman over to do a man's job. From America.
Right.
The people, the Allah, oh, about people going to laugh when she show up. They're like, what the?
Yeah.
I mean, if she's got money, well, she might be able to influence.
She want to buy them all?
Yeah. That's the only way.
You can't buy them all.
Well, if you'll forgive me for thinking like a liberal, she has a big platform.
She's going to go and perform and the moves are going to run.
That's not what I mean by platform, Jesse.
Oh, what do you mean?
I'm talking about she has a big audience.
Oh, she's going to go dance and sing and the Allah Uba people are going to run.
I'm just saying that she's calling attention to, she's bringing awareness.
We already know that.
You know that because you're paying attention to the Christian news stuff. Nobody else knows about, would have heard about it had she not said anything. Be thankful for once.
No, Trump told him.
Oh, true.
Yeah. I think this might just... Oh, what were you saying?
But everybody doesn't listen to Trump. When she says it, now the liberals really pay attention. The normal liberals who aren't really paying attention to the world.
Is she liberal?
Yeah.
Cardi B a liberal?
Nicki Minaj.
I mean, Nicki Minaj.
When I say liberal, mm-hmm. I'm talking about mainstream, not really into politics, just in the... just into, like, music and... showbiz.
So is it true? Because I vaguely heard the story. I don't know the whole story. Derek going to look it up half for me tomorrow. And he hadn't heard about it either, what I mentioned this morning. Is this true?
Yeah. When I looked it up, she's going with the America's UN ambassador to there.
What the?
Yeah.
Why don't they take a black man instead of a black woman?
This.
And they got to go black.
It's probably just politics, you know, just trying to get black people riled up, you know. Just for headlines, really.
Speaking to a UN event in New York today to address violence against Christians in the country of Nigeria.
Ooh, I can see the Muslim trembling. They are trembling. Nicki Minaj is coming.
Finally, you're making a good point.
We're scared now.
It's... probably just politics, or unless she got some money for him, that's the only other way.
She ain't got that much money, so she's going to buy them off.
$1 million? That'll sit me down for a few months. All right, I won't kill any Christians for a few months.
But you're just one. But anyway, let me do this because of time.
Oh, God.
Is that the break music?
It is.
Oh, man. I have another question for you guys, and then your phone calls and super chat. Right now, the hate news is coming, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll take your calls and super chats when I come back. 2 more hours to go, Country Western Tuesday. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A whole lot of mess going on in this old hair world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday. Yeehaw, November 18th, AD 2025. There's one line open. You, yes, you can, if you so please, call in right now, if you wish. If you're old, call in like this. If you're young, call in like this. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. JLP will be right back to your calls. Some great stories and your super chats. We do appreciate them. Your buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, your Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, and your YouTube and Rumble Rants and other things. So nice. In the meantime, it is Hake News, not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports Bitcoin just erased all of its gains for this year. And some analysts say more turbulence could be in store for the cryptocurrency. Is it under attack? I don't know. Still, many investors remain bullish, whatever that means. I think that means optimistic about its growth, and are betting on a major turnaround. Nice. Whereas bearish means, oh, thank you, we're going to have to bear down because it's sinking. I think that's what that means. And Border Patrol agents have arrived in Raleigh, North Carolina, where operations expected to begin as early as today. The Department of Homeland Security said they plan to intensify immigration enforcement in Democrat-led cities. Very important to do, honestly. Citing a broader effort to arrest illegal aliens, falsely called undocumented immigrants, and crack down on crime. Two state lawmakers informed Monday about the immigration sweep, which they anticipate will be much smaller than what's underway in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, this is Raleigh, North Carolina. They anticipate that over the weekend, federal agents arrested more than 130 people in, I guess, Charlotte, 44 of whom have a criminal record. Wow. And so that means they were caught doing crime, because a lot of people do crime and never get caught. That's the point of doing crime. Is part of the point of it is not to get caught. And so if you're slick, you don't get caught. But anyway, in two known gang members were included in those arrests, which is important because there's a lot of people who don't think that this is good to do. Anyways, that's what DHS said. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein, S-T-E-I-N, Stein, said he is aware of the possible operation in his state today, and he asked Raleigh residents to remain peaceful, which is a nice suggestion, and report any wrongdoing to local law enforcement. Wrongdoing on whose part? I don't know. And the House set to vote today on a bill seeking to force the release of the Jeffrey Epstein case files. The measure will require a two-thirds majority of the chamber to pass. Last week, Republican leaders were bracing many leaders of their party members to break from President Trump and vote in support of releasing the files. But Trump is now supporting the bill. They're calling it reluctant support. It's expected to receive more GOP support. Trump had definitely opposed releasing the Epstein files until Sunday, actually until Friday, according to him. Once it became clear he could not halt the bill's momentum, so claims Commie Nonsense Network. On Monday, Trump told reporters he would sign the measure if it came to his desk, noting he did not want the subject to distract from his administration's major successes. Sweet. And an update in Gaza, or about Gaza, the UN Security Council has approved a U.S.-backed plan aiming to implement a more sustainable peace, communist buzzword, sustainable, in Gaza. On Monday, the council passed the U.S.-drafted resolution. It includes an establishment of a so-called Board of Peace as a transitional authority. So, it states the board will oversee the disarmament of Hamas and other factions, a key Israeli demand, and the reconstruction of Gaza. President Trump wrote on Truth Social that he will chair that board, the most powerful and respected leaders throughout the world. Pretty cool, huh? So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Somewhere in the
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, for those who want to overcome, know thyself, right? It's not for everybody. I know most people love their misery. They love their thrills. They love trying to hurt others, and it gives them a thrill, and they think that's life. But for those who want to overcome their hell, men and women who want to overcome, there are some out there. It's for you to know yourself. It's an amazing question. Christ said, greater works than I do, you shall do. What did he mean by that? That is a powerful statement. Greater works. How God going to tell you, you're going to do greater works than God? And yet there are people who think Christ is God. What the? Even though there's no teaching of a Trinity at all in the Bible or anywhere, not even in Allah Abba book, they still think Trinity exists somewhere. What the? But anyway, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to go work out or run or take your children to a government school, socialist, communist camp because you don't love them, or you got to whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can also listen on your phone wherever you're going, wherever you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. One of my favorite days, not only because it's an amazing day, but because it reminds me of the good old days when I was growing up down there on that plantation in Sweet Home, Alabama. Yeehaw! When we could only get country and Western music. We couldn't even get soul music at one point. I'm like, what the? And I grew to love country Western music. And I want you to know, I know country Western music, and I know Beyonce, and Beyonce is not country. Country and Western day. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Ooh. Let the dogs out.
Ooh. Amazing.
Amazing. Hassan's dog. What's his dog name? Sandy. Hassan's dog. Just real fast, I want to get as straight as possible, and I'm not sure if it... I'm not sure if I heard the report correctly or not, but there are, our government is sending someone over to Nigeria, I believe, to talk to the folks about the Christians being under attack over there by the Allahu Akbar people. And so I heard it this morning. I was rushing, so I didn't hear well, that they're sending this female by the name of, I thought it was Kalabi, but I'm told it's not, it's
Nicki Minaj.
So it is her, right?
Yes, Nicki Minaj.
Is she from there? This is Derek, my producer. He black.
She's from Trinidad.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, but she's from South Africa. So.
And so they think that taking her over there, she's gonna rap in the Muslim, and what?
He said she's from South Africa.
Where's she from?
What?
She's from Trinidad.
What do you say about South Africa?
So I guess she's got roots over there. So yeah.
But not in South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, let's just be straight.
Whatever.
She's not from South Africa, right?
Right. No, she's from Trinidad.
Why did you yell out South Africa?
He said South Africa. I thought I heard South Africa after saying Trinidad.
Yeah. So I guess she's got roots or something over there.
Oh, where?
Over in South Africa.
Why you say that?
I mean, she's going over there.
But what? So, that doesn't mean she got roots.
I don't know. I guess she doesn't, but it seems like she's real comfortable going over there. So,
I think she's just speaking in New York, at least at this point. I haven't heard confirmation that she's actually going to Nigeria itself. She's just speaking to the UN in New York.
So that's what I wanted to try to get.
So she's talking to the feminist people in the UN who will listen to a woman.
And where'd you get that from?
According to this search on Brave, Billboard says she's speaking at the U.S. ambassador's event against alleged Christian persecution in Nigeria, and that's in New York.
Oh, whew. I thought they were sending her over there. I'm like, oh, that's really going to intimidate the Allahu Akbar people.
She's going to strong arm those Nigerians.
Right. I'm like, no more. The Christian attack is over now. She gone. Oh, Lord.
What is that?
Headquarters delivering a message to the United Nations headquarters in New York on Tuesday. That's where she's expected to deliver a message.
Is she going to rap to them or talk to them?
Hopefully she'll rap. That would be funny. that'll make everybody take them seriously.
So apparently, I wasn't for sure about the story, but if it's true that she's not going over there to Nigeria, then I feel a little better. But nice. And then the other thing, Derek, today is your birthday.
It is. It is my birthday.
And how old are you today?
27.
Amazing.
So clap it up. Let me get a sound effect.
So you have your own home?
My own home?
Yeah, when I was 25, I had my own house. I bought my own house.
It's got an apartment. Yeah, so you can call that a home. Yeah, that's a home.
Right. Well, you 2 years
right
late and a dollar short.
It's not my fault. Well, I guess it is, but.
But happy birthday, man.
Hey, thanks.
That's amazing.
Right on.
And 27.
Yeah.
Derek, this song is for you.
Birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks.
Amazing. What are you going to do for your birthday?
Probably order out. That's always fun. Get something nice. Order out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some feet.
No, I'm not that country. I'm not that country. No, no, no.
So you didn't eat pig feet growing up?
No, I did not.
Why? Why not?
That doesn't sound good.
It was delicious.
I think it was it was on the table for sure. I just avoided that. So.
Oh, you avoided it?
Yeah.
Your parents had it on the table, but you didn't eat it?
Yeah.
Did you eat liver and onion?
I've had liver before.
You had liver and onion?
I don't know about the onion part. Liver and onion. That's really country. That's like far out yonder. That's like, no.
What, liver and onion?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with little onion and liver, man. It's delicious.
Liver is kind of chewy. I don't know how you like
it. It is chewy.
Yeah, it's chewy and no, it's not good. I mean, fried, it's fine, but. Mm-mm.
So what kind of black are you? Did you have hog head cheese?
I'm like, oh, no. It's
no,
my granddad.
That's, you white.
That's like my dad's side of the family. That's like my dad. It's like my dad's side of the family. It's how it always is. The dad is always kind of like the rougher side, and the mom's all intellectual. That's how my family set up.
You missed out on the black part of life.
Yeah, it was there. I just didn't really like it that much. Liver and pig's feet. I was like.
And hog head cheese.
And hog head cheese.
We used to make hog head cheese in December when we killed the hog.
That's not actual cheese? Is it just, what is it?
It's like.
I was afraid to ask.
It's like when we killed the hog and I don't know. I think it's.
It's like a loaf.
It's like the brain of the hog. We make it into cheese. It'd be like a cheese.
You stir up the brains to turn it into like a cheese?
I forgot what part of the head that make the brain.
The cheese. Is there like fat on the back of the neck or something?
It's something. And the reason they call it hog head cheese, whenever they make it out of the hog, it made like a cheese block. Like
ew.
That. Ooh, that look good.
It looks like a burrito.
What do you eat it with, crackers?
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
So there's meat in it.
Man. You chop it off. Yeah, you cut it off like a block.
Yeah. It's so good.
So it's kind of like fruit salad.
It's like amalgam. It's like a not
like a
emulsified
jelly.
Fat.
Okay.
So you got like cooked down fat and the parts that you don't usually eat.
And there's chunks of actual meat in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spices.
So what about liver cheese?
And so we would go there into the hog pen.
Yeah.
And then we would act like we're going to water the hog, feed the hog slop.
Mm.
And then we'd take the axe and knock him in the head and knock him out. And then once he fall out, we cut his throat.
Like a Muslim.
And then he bleed to death. And then we put him on a stick and skin him. Cut out all the guts and stuff like that. And then we boil him. Or we cut him up into meat for the winter. Put it in a salt box so it can preserve itself for winter.
Because you didn't have an ice box, you put it in a salt box.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I read my case.
Yeah.
But happy birthday, man.
Thanks, thanks.
And many, many more.
Nice.
Amazing. 27 years old.
27. I made it.
So if you deny space, like, normally a year means you went around you took a trip around the sun 27 times.
Right.
But if for space denial,
yeah.
What does that mean? What is a year?
I don't know. I've got to look on the flat earth
calendar.
I read
my case, Jay. don't make him look silly on his birthday.
The curvature calculations, we still don't have those.
I'm trying to inspire his curiosity.
Hey, until I get the curvature calculations, until I see better proof.
This man thinks he's white. He didn't even have hog head cheese or oxtails.
I had liver cheese.
You know that.
Yeah, I had liver cheese. I know you know about that. Liver cheese.
Not really.
No, not really. Uh-huh. Well, never mind.
I'm trying to think of it. Anyway, happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Let me go to Eddie, a first-time call out of Florida. Let's see here. Eddie, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Eddie.
That's beautiful. I'm glad to hear that. So I am, I'll say, a newer listener for sure. Maybe the last few months I've discovered you one way or another through the YouTube.
Okay.
And so I'll tell you a little bit about me. I definitely spent a very, very long portion of my life in my beta male state. And ever since the president, Biden, was in office, I was starting to realize just how wrong I had gotten things. And my eyes began to open. I went on to, I felt like I always had accepted Christ in my life and that I was a good Christian, but I also realized that a lot of my views that I had were contradictory. You know what I'm saying, Jesse?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I feel blessed. I'd say over the last maybe 2 years, I'm definitely coming around, but I wanted to get your opinion, maybe number one, how I can continue to grow in the direction that I need to grow. That's really important to me.
Okay.
I'm a father. I'm recently remarried. I divorced my wife. She cheated on me, Jesse, and more than once, and I stuck around for a while, but I had to obviously eventually at some point get myself out of that zone to where that was just acceptable to me. I want to be a better dad. I want to learn how to forgive my own father, and I want to be the type of husband that I need to be. So I don't know. It's a lot. I feel like I'm making a good beginning, but I don't want to be a beta no more.
Right on. And your question for me is what?
Well, my question is, number one, I keep hearing you talk about the silent prayer. And so I'm sure this is probably something that's come up before, but like I said, I'm a newer listener. How do I get into doing that, or where can I learn more about it, for one? And number two, I think that for number two, I'm curious about how can I lead my family in the way that I need to lead my family. I had a conversation.
Okay. Let me tell you this first. Your phone went staticky or something. I didn't hear your number one question. What was the number one question? Was it about the silent prayer?
Yeah, number one was about the silent prayer. I want to know where I can get information on that.
Oh, okay.
I want to start that.
You can get the silent prayer by going to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And what was number two?
All right, so number two, I want your opinion on a discussion that I had with my wife just last night. She got really upset with me because we were talking about how it might be like 14, 15 years ago now, my sister didn't let her baby daddy in the delivery room when my niece was being born because she was upset with him. And I believe that moment right there is what ultimately led to the fact that my niece's father has pretty much rarely been in the picture, just here and there, but he's rarely around. And I used to like that kid. I used to try to like mentor him, and I felt like he had a lot of potential. And then things got ugly between him and my sister, and he just left. And my wife's mad because I told her that my sister has some of the blame for that, and she don't think so.
Okay. Let me, how old are you now?
I'm 39.
And why does your wife obey you?
Yes.
The wife you're with now obeys you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why did you get married a second time and you have been married already and you have children? What made you get married a second time?
Well, Jesse, I'll be honest with you. I never expected that was ever going to happen. I was doing, you know, I'm fine all by myself, and I felt great that way. And I reconnected with this young lady who was a friend of mine in the past. We reconnected when my sister got married. And there was, obviously, there was an attraction. And it grew from there. And we just, I mean, we do really well together. And so I...
So you wanted to marry her or she wanted to marry you?
I'd say both, but I definitely did. And I'd say that she definitely did.
And why did you want to get married a second time?
Well, I don't think that I wanted to.
So why did you do it then?
Well, I'll say this, because when our relationship, when our friendship started and grew into, you know, stronger feelings towards one another, it just felt like this person would be a good fit as a wife, because of her beliefs and because of the way that she carries herself, because of the way that she is good to my children and good to me, and we have a lot of the same morals. And
how many children do you have?
I have 4 kids, Jesse.
And how many she has?
None.
9?
0.
Oh, okay. So you have 4 children. You didn't need another wife. Your children need you. And they're not going to like the fact that there's another woman between you and them. They only want their natural mother or father. They don't want a stepmother or a stepfather.
I can sort of see that. I feel like overall they're getting along very well, but there is definitely some truth to what you're saying. That's definitely something that we all can tell is happening.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse because they have no connection to her at all. Now, they may be, because how old are they?
Well, my oldest is 17, and then I have, that's my oldest is a boy, he's 17, and then I have 2 daughters, 13 and 11, and then my youngest is another boy, he's 10.
Do they live with you?
I have 50-50 custody with my ex-wife.
And so they come and so 50% of the time they are with you and your now wife, right?
Yes, sir.
And how do they act around her now?
I'd say, Jesse, I'm being realistic, about 75% of the time, it's perfectly normal and respectful and fine. I've got one child in particular who is quick to cop an attitude and, you know, give pushback to just about anything. And I do believe that you're correct in that it's more of her just feeling some type of way about there being another woman.
100%. The boys and the girls feel that way.
The other children, I don't see that pushback so much.
Do you see it a little bit or not at all?
Very little.
So you do see it somewhat?
Yes, sir. And I'm trying to be, because I do want your help, I'm trying to be as honest as I can be.
Right.
Based on what I'm observing, I'm telling you what I see.
How do you deal with it when they push back?
Well, I am the type of dad. Jesse, I'm telling you, I had big time beta male problems. So
you're not that beta because you made a boy first. Real men make boys first. So you're beta, but well, you're not all the way beta.
I agree with that, and I'm telling you, like I feel like I'm. This is the best that I've ever done in my entire life. And when I was a beta, when I was big time beta, I could never imagine that I would even be thinking, feeling, talking the way that I talk now.
Yeah.
But
the reason why I bring that up is because in the past I would be, I'd be a pushover,
yeah,
and, you know, try to be understanding of their feelings and, you know, completely disregarding my own intuition.
Yeah.
Because of the way the world tells you you need to be with kids. These days, over the last few years, I like to consider myself firm but fair. And I listen, there's discussion, but my word is the final word.
And so, like, and when they are having problems with your now wife, how do you deal with the issue at the time?
You try to think of something specific. I don't know. I don't tolerate disrespect, Nancy.
You know what?
I don't tolerate disrespect.
What do you mean by that?
If someone's going to be disrespectful and talking back, I shut that down. I take privileges away.
But how is it disrespectful to tell your wife that I don't want to listen to you? You're not my mother. Don't tell me what to do. How is that disrespectful?
Well, that's a good question. I think that she deserves respect, number one. And I think that...
But who deserves respect most? Is kids for having to deal with someone that's not even their mother, or the so-called stepmother that's imposing her will on them?
Well, what if that will, and you're not wrong, Jesse, but what if that will is for the good of the children?
But she's not for the good of the children. It's about her.
Ah. I never thought about it that way. So,
and then you're doing an injustice to the children, trying to force them to so-called respect her. She's not their mother. And they, inside of their bodies and their soul, they're yearning for their father or their natural mother, but they prefer you. And so, and if you're taking the side of your wife over them, they're not getting love from their mother or from you.
See, now my thought on that is that I'm not taking the side of I feel like I'm taking the side of what's correct.
But it's not correct for her to be trying to correct them. She's not their mother.
I dig that. So leave that to me.
Yes.
That shed some light. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. I can dig that. I can roll with that.
And that way the children would know you're not putting this woman before them, and you're not trying to force them to accept her as their mother and all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. That's something I'm not going to do.
Well, don't shut them down, though, when they disagree with her, and tell her if she has an issue with them, she should go to you and let you deal with that. And you deal with it. In a right way, don't punish them, but you can correct them if you need to, but not in a way where you think they're being disrespectful to her.
Yes, sir. I can follow that, Jesse. I totally can. That makes perfect sense to me.
Because your kids are going to grow up thinking you love somebody else over them.
Hmm. Well, I appreciate that kind of insight because I never thought about it that way before, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah, and eventually they won't want to come and visit with you either because they'll think that you're taking the side of the stepmother.
Got you. I don't want that to happen, Jesse. My children are very important to me.
Right, I know. Did you forgive your mother yet?
It took me a long time, Jesse, because for the longest time, I didn't think that I had any reason to forgive my mom, but now as a man and as a father, I see,
Hold on for me. Can you hold, Eddie? Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Let me take a break. 888-77-JESSE, a quick break. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And then rage, from rage to responsibility. Check it out. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, welcome back. The Women's Forum this Thursday night, ladies. The first Thursday night of every month, so get ready. And those meetings are amazing. And so come on down. It's our last Women's Forum before the end of the... Well, no, the second to the last. One more to go in December. So come on down, ladies. The ladies are on fire. They started out on fire this year. And it is the flaming is burning. And they are waking up at 7 p.m. And then make sure you donate to BOM, my nonprofit, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding a Man. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com. Or you can mail it in at... Make you check a money order out to BOM. It's the end of the year, so it's actually December too. And thank you all in advance for helping us to help others. You can mail it if you want to mail it in. BOM at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. BOM at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, or go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate, rebuildingdemand.com/donate, or scan the QR. I'm black, slow, and I'm not used to this. Scan the QR code to support BOM. Am I right?
You are correct.
Scan the QR code to support BOM. If you're looking at it, it's up there. So I thank you in advance for it, all right? I do appreciate it. And then I do personal shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, whatever. Encouragement. Shout-out! Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Let me go quickly back to Eddie, a first time caller out of Florida. And he was a beta male. Beta. And now he's becoming an alpha male. But he's married and got 4 children with his first wife. Also, Eddie, before the break, I ask, did you go and forgive your mother? You say? Eddie? Huh? Oh, hold on. Sorry about that.
I'm here, Jeff.
I hear you now.
There we go.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
Yes, sir, I did. And I'll say that it took me a while to get to that point because for the longest time, I didn't think I had anything to forgive. But as now, as a man and as a father, I'll back it up a little bit. I spent a very long time and I'm still struggling with it, harboring resentments against my own father, who has, for a very long time, was never there in my life. I did get to the point to where I can forgive my mother. I spoke to her face to face.
What did you say to her? What did you say to her?
Well, I was honest with her about her wrongdoings. You know, I pointed out how aggressive and angry she was towards my own father.
Yeah.
But yes. I told her that I do forgive her, and that I realized that she did the best that she could in spite of it all. And so I was grateful for that.
And what did she say?
No, she was really appreciative. She's come a long way with her humility as well.
Okay.
My mom's Puerto Rican, Jesse, so she's got that fiery side to her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all mothers have that.
I'll put this out.
Did your mother go and apologize to your dad for the way she treated him?
Nope, never.
But then she's not working on herself then.
Well, I feel like she's, as far as she's come, and I think she has, she probably still has a long way to go. My biological father is still alive, and I guess this is a good opportunity to ask you, what do you suggest is a good way for me to move forward in trying to rebuild a relationship with him? Because I guess I have to apologize to him as well, because I took my mom's side on a lot of stuff.
You did. That's why you were beta male. You resented the willfulness of your mother, and you became like her because you couldn't handle the hell in her. So you became angry. You became just like your mother.
I'll take it even a step further, Jesse. Not only that, but I basically married my mother in my first wife.
Absolutely. And quiet as it kept, the second wife is your mother, too.
I don't think so.
Wait until you start standing up to her.
I'm going to keep in touch, Jesse. I am. I'm going to keep in touch.
Yeah. This woman you're married to is your mother. And the only reason you don't know yet, because you're not standing up to her and correcting her, you're going along with her instead of, and not everything, I'm sure, but something. And wait until you start really standing up, and you're gonna see the hell come out of her as well.
Well, I might need to call in and ask for some more assistance then, Jesse. But I'm gonna say this, dude. As divisive as you might be, the only reason why you're divisive is because you speak the truth and you have a way of asking people questions. That even when I called you, I had it in my head how this conversation was going to go, and it went the exact opposite direction. And I'm really, really grateful that it did. You're talented, you're gifted, you're blessed, and I hope you keep doing this for a very long time, because one person at a time, you really are helping people. You definitely have helped me, and I'm going to continue to listen and try and grow, and I'm going to go check out that website that I wrote it down. I'm going to go check it out and start with my silent prayer, because if I don't, Jesse, it's just not going to end up well for me.
That's right. Let me ask, because of time, why do you resent your father? What did he do to you?
I don't think that he... I'll say that it's not even that he did anything. He was just never around, Jesse.
So why do you resent him then?
Well, because I feel like I would have really enjoyed having him in my life.
You would have.
But I would have, but I also know that my mom didn't make it easy for him, and because he allowed that, you know, like, I come from a long line of betas. He's a fucking beta. I'm sorry for cussing. He's a beta too.
Yeah. Your father ended up, when he was dealing with your mother, he was dealing with his mother. And it's the same spirit, and it's not going to change until you forgive your mother and your father. I suggest, do what you want, but I suggest you contact your father if you can and apologize to him for resenting him. And that you did. You had your mother's resentment toward him. Children don't resent their fathers. They yearn for the father, the boys and the girls. And that emptiness, that void you have, is for the father. And so you call your father and apologize for resenting him and let him know you were wrong and I'm sorry about that. And then see what happened. See what happened with the relationship from that point forward. But you must forgive him so God can forgive you. Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. So when he left your mother. He didn't leave you.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna do that, Jesse. I'm not just saying that. I'm gonna do that.
And then have no expectation. No, if he say, "I'm sorry, son," fine. If he doesn't, fine. If he get mad, don't you get mad back because he may not understand. But you forgive him, and God will forgive you. And Eddie, your whole and do the silent prayer so you can stay out of your head, stay present, and your life will work by itself.
I'm gonna do that, and I really appreciate you, Jesse. I really appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
I will.
I'm gonna run.
Okay, let me know how it goes.
I'll call back. Thank you.
All right, Eddie. Amazing.
Take care.
All right now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Joe on the X live stream said, "We're back up on X.
X is back up. Apparently, it was all down all over the world, right? At least over this country.
Yeah, Cloudflare was. So we were down on BitChute and X.
Not BitChute.
Mm-hmm.
And X.
But anyway, Joe, yesterday on X live stream. JLP, I agree with you 95% of the time, but you're wrong on this MTG Trump issue. That's Marjorie Greene. Because you don't know the whole story and you're jumping in on the middle of it. Trump sold out to that country. He don't care about the American people no more. He's only catering to the billionaires and oligarchs.
And you're right. I don't know all the details behind the scene, but what I do know, I saw that female Marjorie on CNN, and we all know CNN is the enemy of conservatives, and especially Donald Trump. And Marjorie knows that. And so let's say she was totally with Trump, supported him and everything, and then she had a disagreement. I mean, it's okay to disagree, but how you gonna cross territory over into the enemy territory and try to destroy the man? That doesn't even make sense. That means she didn't have any love in the beginning. She was never a friend of Trump. It was fake. Because if she had love, there's no way you go over to the enemy territory. That's the point that I'm making. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Hannes, two coffees. When Rosie Pig O'Donnell moved to Ireland, my country, says Hannes. I looked up where she said she moved to, and I sighed a big relief when she said she's in a place well away from my hometown. I work in the bar industry, and I dreaded the chance that I might have to serve her drinks. Laughing face sideways.
Don't blame Rose O'Donnell. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Amazing.
And Hannes with a biblical question answer.
Christ said, "Greater works than I do shall you do." What did he mean by that?
He means you can get closer to God than even he did. Looking forward to your two cents.
Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Cornerstone on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Right on. Cornerstone.
Greater works means more people with awareness.
Thank you. So he's responding to the beautiful question, too.
Apparently so.
How you know Cornerstone is a he?
I'm just assuming that part.
Don't assume.
Fine.
Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. No message.
Thank you, Lori.
As far as I can tell.
Right.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. What's wrong with the New Yorkers voting in a Muslim commie? Jesse, I want this country to strive. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
You too. Thank you. And the country's over. Just think about this. They put an Allahu Akbar person in control of one of the largest cities or states in California, in the country. And we all know that Allahu Akbar people think that Christians and Jews are infidels. And you're putting a person that think that in charge of a Christian country. I want my country back, but it's not coming back. They put women in charge, Allah U Abba in charge. The Muslims are taking over our country. Amazing. Thank you.
John Wayne bought 5 coffees. What manner of man is this?
What manner of man is this? The wind as he obeys him. What manner of man is this? The wind as he obeys him. If peace and joy and love is what you're looking for, he's the one. Amazing. Thank you.
1 iota bought a very generous 10 coffees.
Nice.
Good morning, Jesse and crew. When overcoming the thoughts, if the final boss for men is lust, what would be the female equivalent final boss?
To overcome the nature of evil, overcome Satan.
Thank you, 1 iota.
Amazing. Thank you. Good question, 1 iota.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Country and Western Tuesday. What the? That call yesterday with Janelle was funny, but yet amazing. Normally, I wait till Friday to answer the biblical question, but I can't wait.
Christ said, greater works than I do, you shall do. What did he mean by that?
Are you going to do the will of the thinking mind or the will you let go and be still and let God work? Or will you let go and be still? Pardon me, I can't read. Or will you let go and be still and let God work?
Thank you for responding. Right?
Yeah, that's...
You seem confused still.
I'm confused because it's kind of a question. He put it in a question form, so it was a little odd of an answer. But I think I understand it.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jermaine.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Very cool. Flag... Oh. Flag... Florida Gutter, I think, is now a member.
Thank you.
Pardon me, I can't comprehend.
Amazing, thank you.
Anthony has a cool sunglasses smiley sticker, Anthony L.
Thank you, Anthony. Amazing.
Charles, hey, Jesse, as a black civil engineer who is basically responsible for anything infrastructure, I can tell you for a fact, in these meetings, it is the white men who come up with all of these ideas. If not for them, we are screwed. I'm speaking from my personal professional experience, Sishar.
I rest my case. Thank you. Amazing.
Fazul, answer to the biblical question.
Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that?
He meant, hold my beer.
Okay.
Says Fazul.
No, Christ made wine, not beer. But okay. Thank you.
Well, if you're American, he made beer, and he was a Republican.
See, yeah.
Nice.
Amazing.
Anthony L. gave a mustache sticker.
Right on. Thank you.
Much needed. Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Derek said, wine is symbolic. What does that mean? Symbolic to what?
Of the blood.
I think the reason they made wine over there because they didn't have a lot of water around at the time. I was told that.
Oh, and it wasn't clean enough to drink. So
right. Yeah, that
up.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And then when you go to wine, when you go to Israel, by the way, if you want to go to heaven, you must go to Israel first. That is one of the requirements. I will be standing at the gates of heaven. And when you come and ring that white bell at the pearly white gates, that's going to be the first question. Not did you sin, but did you go over to Israel? If you say no, you got to go back. You got some more work to do. Amazing. But they have wine trees everywhere in Israel. And then they were told, I asked why, they said, because the water wasn't clean at the time or something.
Do you mean vineyards?
Yeah. What did I say?
Wine trees. You've said this before, too.
What were you about to say, Angel Baby?
I said me partying and getting drunk is symbolic too.
Terrible.
There you go. Derek said wine is celebratory.
Celebratory.
Celebratory drink. What does that mean?
Celebration.
No, they drink wine over there because the water wasn't clean.
Okay.
For the most part.
That's what Paul said to Timothy. Take a little wine for your stomach.
Yep, see?
Not stop drinking only water.
I used to have an aunt, and she did now, Aunt Tay. She did, and Aunt Tay used to come over on the weekend. She was married to Uncle Sonny Boy. So Aunt Tay was my auntie by marriage. Uncle Sonny Boy was my grandmother's brother.
With these cute names, no one, it's no wonder you thought that only white people sinned in the North.
And Aunt Tay used to get drunk. And Aunt Tay used to come over, she'd be dancing around like a little slut. She was like, you know, doing the nasty dance and stuff. And my grandmother used to say, Aunt Tay, you need to sit you down. And then we'd be laughing. And Aunt Tay would say, ain't nothing wrong with Aunt Tay having a little fun.
Terrible.
Ain't nothing wrong with Aunt Tay having a little fun. And on the side of a week, he couldn't do anything about it. That is so funny. Oh, but we love Aunt Tay. She was a nice lady. You know, she was nice to us and everything.
Yeah.
But she'd get drunk and come over and be doing the nasty dance.
Terrible.
You don't have Aunt Tay and Uncle Sonny Boy in your family?
Yeah, I suppose I do.
I rest my keys.
Not as extreme as that.
That's not extreme. That's black.
Right. That's what I meant. Uh-huh. Mike Young spot a caught on a super chat. Hey, Jesse, Elon Musk's daddy on the fallen state?
I love that idea. Right on. We're getting on it. I got to stop there, hey.
We'll read the rest
later,
guys.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, I've been waiting a while, too. Let's see here. Troy, you are on the air.
The Great Black Hope.
Great Black Hope. Thank you, Troy.
Hey, before my question, Jesse, I just had to say I read your book, The Antidote, and that's one of the greatest books I've ever read. So congratulations on that. It's amazing.
Thank you, man. The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. I highly recommend it, folks. And go to rebuildingtheman.com or jesseleepeterson.shop to order it. Amazing. Thank you.
I did have one suggestion about it. Have you ever thought about doing an audio version of that? Because I think guys in particular really like that over the reading.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did. I think we may be working on that now, but if not, we definitely get on it. Absolutely.
Because I think that'd be huge for you.
Right on. Thank you.
Oh, but I was going to ask you a question about the Bible.
Are you able to hold for a minute? I know you've been waiting for a minute. Can you hold?
Yes, sir.
Let me take a break. One more hour to go. When I come back, we're going to move callers a little faster here. And the hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, all kinds of mess going on in this old hair world. They're talking about inflation. They're talking about those weight loss drugs. They're talking about this new word in the Cambridge Dictionary. Dictionary, be warned, is fake news. Word of the year 2025 is parasocial, talking about describing the connection people feel with someone whom they don't even actually know, or even with an AI, an artificial intelligence. It's not even a real person. So that's their word of the year. It was coined back in 56 by sociologists, communist buzzword. And also a meat cleaver got past security on got onto a Delta Airlines plane in Portland, Oregon. Somebody brought a meat cleaver. That's like a big old axe-looking thing, right? I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Anchor Baby, later. Anyway, and also, Justin Trudeau's ex-wife, Sophie, and I are proud feminists. He's no longer married to Sophie, I guess. Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau dating that Christian singer gal who's not a normal Christian anymore, Katie Hudson, Katy Perry. Sophie Grigore, however, whatever, shared her thoughts on his apparent romance. I don't know what she said, but we wish her well and him. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, y'all, the 18th of November, A.D., 2025. Tune in to the Hake Report live after this third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report. Maybe I'll look in to see what Sophie, the proud feminist, alongside male feminist Justin Trudeau, said about her ex-husband getting with some other gal. Anyway, and then after the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby will be live today. All right? Nice. Tomorrow is Punchy TV. All right? Punchy TV on the schedule. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific. All right? And Thursday is the third Thursday of the month, ladies. Join Jesse and your fellow woman, your fellow gal, your fellow man, lady, man, gal, real woman. Man means men and women, okay? So anyway, for the women's forum, it's rebuildingtheman.com/events, third Thursday, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Men's forums are first Thursday for men only, men who are males. All right, whatever. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, talking about that Gaza deal, the resolution that they approved, U.S. drafted it and the U.N. approved it. It does contain a reference to Palestinian statehood, but it does not provide a timeline. So everybody, when they get their little so-called genocide or claimed genocide, and enough people believe it, they get to have their state, I guess. It's shameful. Anyway, President Trump, he claims that inflation and overall prices have fallen during his second term. In many cases, he's right. But there are some things that are stubbornly high, so we'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't feel like reading their statistics. Facing rising competition in the weight loss market and pressure from President Trump, Novo Nordisk announced Monday they're cutting prices for their blockbuster obesity and diabetes drug for cash-paying patients. And so Trump is trying to get them to offer discounts to Americans, nice, who buy the medications directly rather than through insurance. Because normally the insurance covers some of the cost and makes it cheaper for you. But that just ends up spiking the prices because it's a middleman and mess. Eliminate the middleman a little bit, huh? Nice. Bet the insurance companies don't like that as much as they liked Obama with his commie capitalism, huh? Novo Nordisk's announcement that they dropped prices of Wegovy and Ozempic comes shortly after the drug maker and the rival Eli Lilly, LLLY, struck a major deal with the Trump administration that will expand their access, communist buzzword, to Medicare and Medicaid in exchange for lower prices. Huh, interesting. And so that's nice. Make sure you do check out rebuildingtheman.com, and that's how you can donate to support Bond. Very cool. Or call 1-800-411-2663, 1-800-411-BOND. And that's how you can call in to get private counseling, schedule private counseling, or hear or look into it with JLP through Bond. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning for those who are just tuning in, and good morning for those who have already tuned in. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? Greater works. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. Isn't that amazing? What did he mean by that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you're not able to sit and watch, no matter where you are and what you're doing, but you can listen on the phone. Wherever you are, you can hear it on the phone. You can watch it more when you get home or back by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. According to Elon Musk.
Amazing.
According to Elon Musk, daddy, and if this report is true, he said that if this country become minority, non-white, if the whites become minority in this country, it's going to end up, they're going to be doomed in America. And that's so true. Just like they did in South Africa. And it's amazing. But he's right. And I'm going to try to get him on the fallen state. What the? I've not heard a white man be so frank about that with love. And it didn't appear that he had hate about it. He was just telling you, even in South Africa, the blacks did well when the white people were feeding them. They grew in numbers because the white people took care of them. But as soon as the white people stopped taking care of them, they fell apart. We played a video, a soundbite from a black woman, a black female over there in South Africa, and she was like, uh-oh, I want white people back. Come back. When white people was in charge, you didn't have look at all this crime and destruction. It wasn't like this when the white man was in charge. Same thing in America. What a mess. Let me go quickly back to Troy out of Minnesota, I believe. Troy, you had a question you had. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. So I saw this verse in the Bible, and I wanted to hear what you thought about it. It's John 10,
25-30. I'll read it for you. Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Just kind of want to know specifically that last part, "I and the Father are one."
What does that mean to you?
That they're both royalty.
They're what?
They're both royalty.
They're both what?
Royalty.
What does that mean?
Well, the way I see it is like King Charles and Prince William are both royalties in England, but there is a hierarchy. And I think what Christ is saying is he and his Father are both of the holy royalty, but there is a hierarchy as well.
Why did you put the word royalty in there?
Well, just for people to understand, because a lot of people don't understand, like, there is a hierarchy, like you said, God over Christ, Christ over man right. over woman over children.
But you confuse them when you say royalty. Why don't you say it the way Christ said it? He and the Father one, he's the Son of the Father. Why do you have to put another word into it rather than speaking what he said?
Well, because a lot of people think that...
But now they're going to have it in their mind about royalty. Christ ain't into no royalty mess.
what I was trying to say is a lot of people don't differentiate the Trinity. They think it's one, but the different, but the same.
But there's no such thing as Trinity.
Well, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But there's no teaching of the Trinity at all. Those words are just made up as well.
But this last part, "I and the Father are one." So I know you say that there is, you know, Jesus is the Son of God,
right.
But he's also saying that him and the Father are one. So that must mean that they are, and that he's trying to say that they are the same as well.
Yeah, he's just trying to say that the spirit of his Father is in him. He's created in his Father's spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know you're big on differentiating Jesus from God. But he did say that him and the Father are one. So you're saying that God's spirit and Jesus
when
is
Jesus
are the
was
same.
Here in the flesh and the mm-hmm. work that he was doing and the things he did, he made it clear that it wasn't him, but it was the Father working through him, in him. Mm-hmm. And so and he said, "My Father sent me." And so just keep it simple, though. Don't be adding no royalty thing.
Well, because a lot of people that I know say that Jesus is equal to God, and I always say it's like he's the Son of God because the Father always should outrank the Son. But at the same time, he's saying here that he's one. So that's just something that I struggle with at times because Jesus is supposed to be the Son of God, but he is also God on earth. So it's like just tough for some people to grasp.
But if they don't want it, those people that want to believe that Jesus is God and there's a teaching of a Trinity, don't judge them, but let them believe that. Let them stay in that misery and let them believe what they want. Even God is not trying to convince them or Jesus what the real truth is. He only showed it to those who want to see it. But just don't try to convince them. Don't be concerned about it. Don't be saying royalty. Try to make it simple for them because they don't want it. Those who want to know the truth, they would know the truth. And those who don't want it will not. But wish them well. Don't judge them, but don't fret.
But I guess to kind of go back to that, would you kind of agree, though, that Jesus is to God the same way like Prince William is to King Charles? Like, they are both of the same line, but there is a difference.
Well, I don't know because I don't know their relationship. Prince who?
Like the King of England, like how he is the king and there is the prince, and they are both of a royal bloodline, but the king outranks the prince every single time. But the prince,
I don't know how royal the blood is, but if that's his daddy, then that's his daddy. He's the son of the daddy. It's the daddy, the father.
But the prince
and royalty is just a word he made up because it puts you in a position where other people are going to see you as important, and so people are going to treat him like he's more important than anyone else, and he's not.
Yes. He was just a symbol. He's a symbol of the state now, but they used to be the rulers of the state.
Who?
The kings of Europe.
Oh. They're like the president,
they were like the forever president. But what I was saying is the prince, he can speak out on the king's behalf, but he is not the king. He can't make the same rules as the king. Like,
yeah,
that's the way
I guess that's true. I don't know how they operate, but if you're trying to make the point that Jesus is the son, and what he said and what he did was because the father told him to, not on his own, then yeah, you're right.
Because I've heard him being called the Prince of Peace, because he is like, you know, God is the king, and then he sends his Prince of Peace out to spread his word.
Yeah.
But it ultimately comes from the king, you know, it comes from God.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of what I was
right
saying,
on.
Like, if you were kind of agreeing with that.
But he is the son, that's for sure. But Troy, I got to run. Call me back on Bible Thumping Thursday.
All right, God bless you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first-time call out of Los Angeles. David out of L.A. David, you are on the air.
Yes.
Hey, David.
Hello, Jesse Lee Peterson. This is like, actually, like, I'm like talking to I can't believe who I'm talking to here.
It's Jesse.
I know it's just Jesse, but this is like, it blows my mind because I'm actually on the phone with you, and I've been listening to you for years.
Amazing.
And it just blows my mind. Like, I mean, like, my thought on the matter is I just wanted to thank you for actually clearing people's minds, and definitely clearing minds up, because you changed the way that I look at religion in general, just because of coming across your show.
Right on.
And I must say, I'm super glad that I have one thing that I encounter all the time, and this is the hardest thing in my life. Why are people so judgmental when they just see you? They don't have to do, you don't have to do anything. You just have to be there, and then they judge you.
Well, they're blind. Forgive them. They know not what they do. So when that happens, don't get mad at them at all. They can't see. They're blind. And so you wish them well. You pray for them by wishing them well. And you just live your life, living your life, and let everybody else stay in their hell and their misery until they want out.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They really, I promise you, if they can see, they would not treat anyone that way. It's just that they cannot see.
I just can't believe it. I mean, I can't find myself to come to judging somebody that I don't know.
Well,
and I've never come across.
That's right. You know? Well, don't hold it against them. You pray for them by wishing them well. All right? And you'll be fine. And you stay with working on you. Stay with it. Stay with it. And stay with it. Don't let anyone take you off the course, no matter what they do or say. You wish them well, let them go about their way, and you continue to work on you.
Yeah, that's all I can do at this point.
That's right.
I thank you very much for, you know, just being a presence for everybody to come across.
Right on.
You know, because you're the best presence to be around.
Well, thank you. I have to stay with it, too. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Call me again, all right?
Okay, no problem.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. I got to tell you two quick things, and then I go back to the false, your calls and your super chats. There's a lot of talk about letting Indian people come here. For some reason, the Great White Hope, I call him the great white oak. Some people call him a mace. The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him daddy. But I call him the great white hope. He even saying that we need more Indian people in here. I'm like, what the? No, we don't. Unless it's something I don't know about, you know. Because he said that something like a lot of people in America are not qualified or something. But he want more Indian. I'm like, what the? And the Indian, and remember the president was smoking a Indian pipe-like thing? They were celebrating some type of holiday or some Indian holiday. And they were in the White House, and the president got up and said something. I don't remember. But I found out today, my producer told me that they're still celebrating over there in, I guess, in India. Al Jazeera is reporting dozens of villagers in South India hurl cow dump. Not on the, they're not putting it down in the field as fertilizer. They're taking the cow dump and throwing it at each other. According to this report, they're throwing dung at each other for a Gorhaba festival. Ain't no way I can say all these big words. Gorhaba festival, a local ritual marking the end of Diwali. This is from Asia One News. They're throwing, when the cow used the bathroom, the Indians are picking it up and throwing it on each other, and they call that a celebration. Watch this.
In the village of Gumatapura, the final day of Diwali erupts into a spirited cow dung battle. Devotees grab handfuls of cow dung and toss it playfully, all in celebration of Birishwara Swami. For these villagers, cow dung isn't just waste, it's holy and healing.
We celebrate this cow dung festival because our god, Lord Birishwara Swami, was born in cow dung. That's why on the fourth day of Diwali, we come together for this unique celebration.
Beyond the fun and mess, locals believe the cow dung has powerful healing properties, curing diseases, and blessing everyone who joins in the festivities.
When we play in the cow dung, many get cured of their illnesses because the god is present in it and he heals everything.
What the?
For the people of Gumatapura, this quirky and sacred tradition is a joyful tribute to their faith and a fitting, unforgettable end to Diwali.
That's amazing to me. What the cow dump? Now, I've heard of taking cow dump, and when you get ready to plant the crop, you use it as fertilizer, and that does work well. I know that. But I ain't never heard nobody saying you're going to get healed from it. What the? Just because some man was born in the dump. Man. Somebody need to let Trump know. Don't be bringing those. Can you imagine those people celebrating that over here? And you had to be walking down the road. They're going to throw that dump on you. What the? What a mess. And they think it heals you. It don't even heal the cow. How's it gonna heal you? It's amazing what people believe. Just because somebody else said it. You need to start seeing it for yourself, folks. What a mess. Talk about a mess. One other quick thing. This is from the Washington Post. Apparently, Tucker Carlson interviewed Nick Fuentes. And And I guess, because I haven't seen anything yet. I've been hearing about them, but I haven't seen it. And some other people got angry because Tucker interviewed Nick. That doesn't even make sense to me. Why would you get mad because somebody else interviews somebody else? And why would you get mad if you disagree with their views? You're going to be like that gal from Florida, from Georgia, turning on Trump, and you're crossing over to the enemy side of the world, and you're going to turn on everybody. And so they were like, the Washington Post is reporting that President Trump defended Tucker Carlson on Sunday for interviewing, I don't even want to, what's wrong with being a white nationalist? I'm a black nationalist. It just means you love your country. And I love my country, so I'm going to be a black nationalist. You're supposed to love your country. If you don't love it, why are you here? But anyway, they call him a white nationalist, Nick Fronte. I've interviewed Nick a couple of times. It was fun. I spoke at his conference. It was amazing. And Marjorie was there, and they were loving her. And now she's like, oh, no. What the? But anyway, nearly 3 weeks after the former Fox News host triggered backlash within the conservative movement for giving the far-right activists a platform. I love how the folks put names on people to try to make them appear bad. Watch this from Fox News.
The formula, yeah. Mr. President, Tucker Carlson recently had a friendly interview with anti-Semite Nick Fuentes. Tucker Carlson. What role do you think Tucker Carlson should play in the Republican Party and the conservative movement going forward?
Well, I found him to be good. I mean, he said good things about me over the years. I think he's good. We've had some good interviews. I did an interview with him. We had 300 million hits. You know that. Look, I can't tell him. Will you let me finish my statement? You are the worst. You're with Bloomberg, right? You are the worst. I don't know why they even have you.
We had some
great interviews with Tucker Carlson. But you can't tell him who to interview. I mean, if he wants to interview Nick Fuentes, I don't know much about him. But if he wants to do it, get the word out. Let him, you know, people have to decide. Ultimately, people have to decide.
Absolutely. I rest my case. Absolutely. And they call him amazing. Some call him daddy. Some call him king. And they hold king rallies. I call him the great white hope. He's absolutely right. Tucker Carlson can interview whomever he wants. And ain't nobody but business but his. If I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody business if I do. Yeah. Ain't nobody business. This is America. You can interview who you want. You can talk to who you want. You don't have to talk to who you don't want to. That's called freedom. And nobody has a right to get mad at somebody because they disagree with you. Isn't that amazing? I don't care what they say. You don't have a right to be angry at anyone for any reason. There's never, ever, 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 but never, ever, 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 a reason to be angry. Not one. And you better catch on to that real soon, because human beings are nasty, evil, critical, vicious, no love human beings. There's no love in human nature. You're dealing with evil. So right on to the great white hope. Whether you agree with Nick or Tucker, they have a right to do it. Just like you have a right to be wrong. You can be wrong all that you want, and God's not going to bother you about it. You're not going to say, you know what? You're wrong. Now I'm taking back your body or something. He gave you the gift of life, and he said, here's the gift. Do what you want with it. You want to be miserable? Be miserable. You want to be happy? Be happy. RN News is reporting CNN anchor Jack Taper says he reached out multiple times to J.D. Vance's office for comments and for a condemnation of Nick Fuentes, but they refused to respond. Watch this from CNN.
Vice President J.D. Vance considered the next leader in the MAGA line of succession. He's no stranger to questions about Republicans espousing anti-Semitism in the last few months following the Young Republicans texting scandal, which included one message where one of the Young Republicans said, quote, I love Hitler. Vice President Vance characterized those expressing outrage as, quote, pearl clutching. Fuentes is, of course, a Nazi of a more loathsome order than those on that text chain, and he has a history of going after not just Jews, but Vice President Vance. He called, he said a number of nasty things about his wife.
Now they're all in favor of a fat race mixer who's married to a Jeet who named his son Vivek.
Now, this week and last, I repeatedly asked Vance's office for any comment about this internal war about Fuentes, specifically about Tucker Carlson platforming Fuentes, and there was no response.
Thank you. He doesn't have to respond if he doesn't want to. Stop responding to the world. You owe the world no explanation. Zero. Take control of your own life. Really. Stop responding to Satan. And somebody needs to tell this Tapper guy, stop being mama. Especially on CNN. Those people have no love for Nick or Tucker. Zero. Or J.D. Vance. That's when Marjorie Taylor was a sellout, a traitor. She went to the enemy territory. This guy Taper goes on to berate J.D. Vance. Watch this from CNN.
This weekend, Vance did weigh in on something related to this issue. It had to do with another member of the Carlson family, Tucker's son, Buckley, who works for Vance. And he, Vice President Vance, attacked just some rando on Twitter as a, quote, scumbag, because this woman claimed that Tucker's brother idolizes Nick Fuentes and questioned whether Tucker's son, Buckley, who works for Vance, is a vile bigot, too. Clearly, neither President Trump nor Vice President Vance are shy about attacking or insulting anyone they don't like. They have opted to not do so when it comes to Nazis like Nick Fuentes.
Nazi? What the? I didn't even know Tucker had a son. That's his son? Huh?
I'm learning that, too.
And I used to watch Tucker all the time on Fox News. I didn't know he had a son, especially that old that he working with somewhere like that. What the? Right on.
Those are some interesting names. Tucker and Buckley.
I know.
Where did those come from?
Amazing. He is the deputy, I'm told that he is the deputy press secretary for J.D. For J.D. It's interesting how the children of evil, when they want to control you, when they want a reaction, they can put out some of the names that sound horrible in order to get a reaction. That's why they do it. They just ain't say, oh, I disagree. They got to call you names. They're evil. When I come back, your calls and your super chat, the treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on peels.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Cow dump and throw it on you. Amazing. Number one, the Hate Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. And after the Hate Report, the American Anchor Baby. Anchor Baby at 11. And then Ladies Forum Thursday night. Remember that, ladies? The Ladies Forum Thursday night. At 7 p.m. every third Thursday night of the month. Derek, did you tell me we had a new Father's Day? Huh? If you can you can hear. Thank you, Derek. Oh, but today is Derek's birthday, y'all. My producer, he black. 27 years old today. What the? What a mess, huh? Let me go to the busy phones. It's amazing. Let me go to Tom out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Tom, you are on the air.
Jesse, good morning.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
I had an uncle named Tom. And you know what we used to call him?
What's that?
Uncle Tom.
I should have known. I should have guessed. Hey, you know, and you left out to the birthday boy two other things from Alabama, gizzards and chitlins.
Oh,
I'll try some of those.
I love fried gizzard. I'm not a big fan of chili anymore because they smell awful. And I didn't realize we were eating the whole guts. But I love gizzards.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure is. Hey, Jesse, been wanting to get through to you for about a week and a half now. And so had been listening for a while and finally was ready to take the plunge and go. Forgive my mama. And she, that you talk about an Alabama lady. Oh boy, she's got the accent, the anger, everything. So I go, I haven't even spoken to her in a few years. So I go to her, the Friday before last in person. And I was like, and had listened to you, for a long time, like rewatched a lot of your shows and videos to kind of prepare myself, for anything she might say. And it was worse than I ever could have hoped for, Jesse, in the sense that she immediately was like, I didn't ask for your forgiveness. And if I wanted it, you know, I'd do this. And I don't know nothing. And so she was so angry and had so much vileness towards it that then I was like, you know what? I would have hoped that you would have changed and I could see you having it not, you having it all. And it just sort of ended and I left out. And so I'm wondering what I could have done different. You know, maybe I didn't need to take the pot shot at her. And I left just feeling like really disappointed, like, wow, everything that you were, like Eddie was talking about earlier, seeing some growth in his mama, I haven't been that fortunate. And so would love your input in terms of, was it still a good idea to go? What can I do from here? Should I try to go back again? I'm open to anything you suggest.
Move on now. Don't go back. You're not responsible for her action or reaction at all. She and she alone is responsible for that. That's in her. And she's, based on what you said, she's not ready to return to the father. So leave her in her hell. Just don't be angry at her because she's not ready to change. Don't be angry, and you move on with your life. You don't need to go back anymore. Stop listening to the thoughts that you didn't do it right and all that. You did it just fine. Do the silent prayer. Practice now staying present so God, the truth, can take over your life completely, and he will.
I love it. Will do, Jesse. Thank you so much, and thank you for the peace that comes through your silent prayer, sir.
Right on. You stay with it, stay with it. But listen, don't go back. Don't let the mind tell you. Don't believe what thoughts are telling you at all about it. And again, I promise you, man, you practice staying present rather than being in your head, believing the thoughts about the past or the so-called future. They're just thoughts, and they're not your own, and there's no truth in them at all.
It sounds so simple, but it's so deep and so much wisdom in that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you stay with it. And my producer, Derek, said he loved fried gizzard.
Good man.
Yeah, he said they are good.
They're absolutely delicious. And now you've got me wanting some more right now.
I know, me too. I used to go to this soul place here in L.A., and they would sell just fried gizzard alone. I used to buy those all the time.
I need to get the name of that place next time I'm in town.
I know. Well, you stay with it, all right? Just stay with it, stay present, and watch those thoughts and do nothing about them. Just watch them. You watch them and be aware that they are there. And when you get a bunch of thoughts, when you get the pain, I promise you that the healing will come if you let the pain stay. Healing will come, and you'll be free.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Such a blessing to get through today. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Stay with it.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. I did have an uncle. His name was Tom. His real name was Tommy. But we call him Uncle, so we call him Uncle Tom. Isn't that amazing? What now? So there's nothing wrong with being an uncle. Uncle Tom. Tommy like a mug. Let me go to Niger, I believe, out of North Carolina. Niger, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, hey. I've called before, and I told you about the situation with my girlfriend. How I was going to fly out there or move out there to be with her. And I called you maybe 2 months ago. And I described kind of how I want to be with her. I know Don't Ask a Black Man if you remember, so let me stop being long-winded. So
that's right.
My fault. So long story short, we're supposed to do that. I went against your advice, said, no, you know, I can do this. You know, I can be in control. I let my ego get to me. I think that even though she refused to move here, she would cancel our plans to hang out with her family. You know, she would just completely sidestep. She talked about another guy.
Back off your phone just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, she would talk about other guys, man. She would cancel plans, and I let my ego get to me. We talked, and you said, you know, why'd you stop working on yourself? And I'm like, damn, I don't know. And you know how it is, you know, you let a woman, you try to please her and her ego and what she wants, and when she's not completely adopted to your framing, you can feel it. You can feel that unnatural pull.
right.
that imbalance. That damn man, I'm paying for this girl. You know what I mean? I'm hanging out with her. I'm spending time. We're both spending time, but I'm giving so much. So why am I not getting that submission? Why am I not getting that consideration from this woman? I mean, does she not value the you know, the sacrifice that I make, right? And so when you mentioned don't go there, I'm thinking, man, well, I think I know what I'm doing. She seems like she's at least, you know, she can have, you know, she holds herself accountable. She can be held accountable for things. If you bring, you know, grievances up with her, she's not just completely blowing me off. But, man, she did a number on me, man. And she lied and she kept lying and saying, yeah, I'm going to be here or be there on time. And then wouldn't and would choose her family. Hey, you know, I'm doing this. I'm sorry. Well, just expect me to show up no matter what. And, you know, I actually, she was about to get on the plane to come out here today. Like I said, I'm in North Carolina. We're going to drive out together. And, hey, Jeff, I'm going to just let you know, man, I sold a lot of my stuff like an idiot. Wow. I downsized a little bit. Yeah, no, I know, man. But I felt something in my spirit, man. I felt it. I said, you know what? There's no way. Because of yesterday, man, I said, hey, baby, let's finish strong. You know, we're hanging out at 4 p.m. Let's do what we're, you know, scheduled to do today. Let's make sure we, you know, adhere to our scheduled times, right? And she, yeah, no problem, baby. I love you. I'm going to do that. Great. Later on in the day, oh, hey, you know, get that stupid tone. Hey, you know, my family and, you know, and I got to stay for another hour. They're not going to see me for a while. And I went, how about, I'm 32 years old. I said, how about my family who I haven't seen for months? I said, that's part of being an adult. You know, you make sacrifices. If you tell someone, hey, I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock, you don't do it the black way. You do it the right way or the white way. You show up on time.
Yeah.
You know, you show up early. And I remember, you know, you said, is this a curse on black people? I don't know why they can't just show. I've watched all your videos, man. And so, you know, you get that kind of entitled, that entitled mentality people have. And, you know, you let them keep doing it. You give someone an inch, they're going to take a mile. And I told her yesterday, hey, I need you to show up, man. She didn't show up at all. And you know, she was over an hour late. And I said, I'm not putting any faith in someone who is this frivolous about completely sidelining someone else and not adhering to a set schedule.
Amazing.
And so, man, yeah, and she was about to get on the plane today, and you know, I know I'm being long-winded, my bad, I'm black, and so she's about to get on the plane, man, and I go, you should just go ahead and call your sister and have her pick you up, because this is not working, and you're not coming out here, and you can come out here if you want, because the plane ticket's bought, but I'm going to look at you as soon as you knock on my door and slam the door in your face and tell you to go back home and find a way home. I'm not dealing with you anymore. You've consistently, you know, not shown up. And you know, man, and I'm saying this, I hope someone's listening here. When you get that feeling in your gut, man, that's God talking to you. And when you say you're born with it, and when God, you know, when you're a child, you know, you can hear that voice. The world's not as loud, man. You know, but, you know, when you become an adult, that voice gets quieter and quieter and quieter. You start ignoring it. You start doing things with your ego. And, man, the reason that I had so much if I thought I was really right and you told me last time, hey, man, you really shouldn't be doing this. Never follow a woman. You're tripping. You know, you don't know what you're doing. If I had really felt like I was right, I would have been, Jesse, shut up, man. I don't want to hear what you're saying. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. I know it. But I sat there and I argued my point because I knew deep down you knew what you were talking about. And it was a truth that was unavoidable. And like you said, you got to deal with the pain and move on. If you try to escape it, you believe into lies and you let Satan take you up and down, you're never going to face the reality. Dude, I've gained weight with this chick. I've gotten stressed with this chick. I've done everything wrong with this chick. The only thing that's around, that's around right now. Big fat man of black, man. The only thing that's around right now is the fact that we were together. That's the only thing that was left out of that, man.
Let me do this because one reason is because of time, but the other, your phone is not. It's making a lot of static noise. So did you go out to California to be with her?
Let me take you off my this thing. I'm sorry, Jesse. I'm being annoying. I'm sorry.
You were on something else? What?
Okay. I'm right here.
Wow. I thought you...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Why were you on... Were you on Bluetooth or something?
I was trying to reduce the noise because there's some people around here. And based on, like, how long the call was taking, I was trying to still be available to be able to talk to you.
Oh.
I thought it might have helped to have some, like, noise-canceling
No, you were making static noise. Crap. I thought... Well,
I'm
listen.
So sorry.
Did you go out to California to be with her?
No, hell no. I'm in North Carolina
so
still.
So you never did right move here. Out to California?
No, we broke up today. I mean, I broke up with her today.
But you were about to move out to California.
I was, yeah.
Oh.
There
is no way that was going to work because the rule is a man should never follow a woman. And so if that's right. The rule of God, don't follow a woman, how do you think that's going to ever work if you follow a woman in any situation?
I did it, man. My ego told me, yeah, man, you're different than the world. You can play. You can be your own God, and you can just go ahead and
you were listening
and,
to
and
the
try
devil,
to do
man.
Whatever the hell you want. Yeah, you, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Is your girlfriend white or black?
She Mexican.
You black and she's Mexican. What the?
I went all night. I stayed up all night to get a Mexican, man. Now I'm paying for it.
So, do you have a question for me?
No, man, I honestly wanted to let you know. I mean, you already knew you were right, but, man, it's more for the listeners, hopefully, to just update you or get it off my chest or something, man. Just let you know you're right, dude. Like, you freaking, damn, you're in your 70s, man. I should have known, man. I don't know why. You've been through it, dude. And, like, you know what the hell you're talking about. I mean, you just know what you're talking about, man. You've been around and you've been doing this forever. Like, I'm not the first. I won't be the last.
Right.
And, anybody who's listening, just shut up and listen.
Let me tell you this because I'm trying. Don't judge yourself for it at all, but just realize you were listening to thoughts. They lied to you, and then when it didn't work out, they laughed at you. And so that's what Eva does. Eva gave you one thought after another thought after another thought, and they notice how you keep following them. And then they laugh at you because they know they're leading you to destruction. So, but don't judge yourself. Just relax.
Yeah.
Realize you were into thoughts and start doing the silent prayer. Stay present and you'll be just fine. Don't blame that girl either because it's not her fault that you obeyed her. She got her own.
Damn, don't blame her that you're a beta.
But don't curse on the phone because we have kids listening.
I'm sorry. My bad.
But yes, don't blame her for anything. She already had her problems when you met her, and you were already screwed up when she met you. And so don't blame her. You work on you to overcome evil, and you'll be fine. The Father will take care of you.
Yeah, no kidding.
And if you seek what's right and put that first before anything or anyone, if it's meant for you to get married or something, any of that stuff, God will add a woman in your life. It'll be perfect. You won't have to make it work. You won't have to follow her. It will be natural, and it'll be fine without effort. You're not supposed to put effort into a relationship, any kind of relationship.
I know you got to go, Jesse. I'm sorry for dragging it. I just got a quick question.
Okay.
So to continue, right, would you, when you say don't go looking, when you're saying that, just work on yourself. Don't be like on a dating app or, you know, just don't like, just completely do your own thing. And then if it's meant to be, he'll like literally, you'll be walking down a road and you'll find her, right?
It'll happen naturally. And don't seek the kingdom with, have it in mind you're doing it because you want something. You want a woman.
Right.
You want money.
Right.
You want this or that. Don't do it for that reason. You want to be free from hell, from your thoughts and emotions. And the light will come and the light will save you from it.
Yeah, amen. No, I appreciate you, Jesse, man. Thanks for always giving the best advice, man. I needed it. So.
Yeah. So,
it helped me make the right decision.
Yeah,
honestly.
And don't judge. Don't let the devil use this against you.
Yeah. No, it feels freeing, man, honestly. Like, it really does. Like, knowing the truth, it feels a lot better.
Yeah. And again, don't blame automatically. Her. She did what she did because she's messed up already, too. You've done what you've done because you were messed up. And both was already messed up when they met each other. And two devils came together. So don't judge her. It's not her fault for what happened to you. That's you. That's on you.
So if you don't judge, there's no, like, but you're saying don't judge, so you wouldn't even try to, like, fix it if that's the case. Like, you know what I mean? You're saying, like, don't judge.
The worst thing you can try to do is fix it. You can't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You have to overcome it. You have to understand it and see your way out of it. You can't fix it. You can't think your way out of it or anything. You need to move on, realize you didn't see what was going on.
Yeah. So just move on entirely. There's no, like, if I set the example, she'll come around, that kind of nonsense.
No.
Just leave.
Right.
Just retry somewhere else, obviously. I
don't
mean,
even
like,
try
leave.
It anymore. You seek the kingdom first. Put what
oh, yeah,
right
don't
first.
Try. Okay. Yeah.
Because if you do, you're making that your God, and it will control you.
Yeah. My gosh, man. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, don't worry, man. I mean, I'm 32, man. I've been through this. You know, we're grown men. We've seen this before.
Right.
How this plays out and going through the cycle of it and going through the loss and reclaiming your own sovereignty. Like, I get it, man. I'm not losing my sleep over this. I really just wanted to call and thank you, if anything, for letting me see the pain that I couldn't see before.
Right.
Letting
Absolutely.
Me see myself for who I really am right now, which is a beta.
Don't be a beta. But listen, and again, again, when the pain comes, and it will,
yeah.
That's not you feeling the pain. That's the ego pain. That's not you. That's
for real.
The ego.
Yeah.
That's the father you.
Amen. No, for real. Amen.
All right.
Yeah, amen.
Let me go. I got to run because
right.
of time, but call me again,
no,
all
thank
right?
Thank you, for sure. Yes, sir, will do. God
right.
bless you, Jesse. Take
you
care,
too.
Man.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Sion says, Jesse, good morning. Traitor
Marjorie. Hey, Sion.
Traitory Marjorie Taylor Greene. Woman really surprised me. She trying to get on the women's good side, the liberals? I have no clue.
Yeah.
Question, Jesse.
Yeah.
I don't think these women were underage like they're making them seem. They were runaway girls who wanted a wealthy man. Talking about Epstein. I don't understand why in America the president's sexual private life is a concern of people. Who cares? So people don't have all kinds of disgusting fetishes. They point fingers and they judge. I don't care what Bill Clinton did, Donald Trump
That's
did
right.
in the past. I just want them to do what they're elected to do.
I rest my case 100%. If you worried about what somebody done in their private life, nobody will be able to run for president. Not one man nor one woman. And we won't have no president. I want a man in office like Trump that would do a job for me. We hired him to make America great again. That's all I want. Whoever he slept with or didn't sleep with, ain't my business. I don't care. And the people pointing the finger, look at their life. See what they got going on. And you're right, Sion. Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
See you on another. By the way, Jesse, darling, if I'm in the mood for a ratchet song, which I don't listen to ratchet songs, I listen to Ethiopian gospel music. But if I do, I would pick a top queen of rap, Nicki Minaj. She's very smart, knows what she's doing. I hate when they compare her to that non-English-speaking so-called wannabe rapper. Whether it's for PR or not, I like that she is using her voice to talk about Nigeria, the attack on Christians. All the celebrities want to talk about is Palestine. LOL. Meanwhile, these radical Muslims hate the Western world in general, not just Israel. Love you. Kiss emoji.
Thank you. Amazing. I don't know this lady. I do know her. I heard her name. I know she's a rapper, but I just don't want them sending women to do men jobs. Amazing. Thank you, though. See, I appreciate it.
John, thank you, sir. No message.
Thank you, John.
Stephen S. says, has a foxy thing samurai guy with a number one sign.
Thank you.
Brandy from Hawaii, biblical question answer. What does Jesus mean?
Yes.
He means we will cast out demons and raise the dead, heal the sick, move mountains. Means, Satan, you are under my feet. B-word. but she didn't say B word. She spelled all the way B-I-T-C-H, but I'm too nervous and shy to sit and beta to say it. Tater, they should send Derek to the UN. Happy birthday.
Right on. Happy birthday, Derek. My producer's 27 today. Thank you, and I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Walking Roscoe, member for 4 months, also known as Richard from Germany. Good evening, Bond, from across the Atlantic pond. Right, blessed to help y'all help others, which helps me. God bless and love y'all.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama.
Old Salty.
Give that.
And theirs, if you're white. Old Salty Dog. Gifted the can on pilled.net.
Thank you. Amazing.
Kayla Monin on Cash App. Is awareness how I bring things to Christ? Awareness? How you bring things to Christ?
Is I don't that understand what it is?
When you know he said approaching Christ is bringing all of your darkness to the light?
Right. No, giving up and just being aware of what's going on inside of you, but giving up. And letting the light take care of it. Let all your troubles go by being aware of them. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki, how are they taking Nicki Minaj anywhere else but McDonald's? Beats me.
Beat me too. What the?
Eamon, God bless you, Jesse.
Thank you. Thanks for your support, too.
And David, bring back my country to me.
Amazing.
Yeah. Zsef Moore, old people can't eat hake. It sounds familiar, but I don't remember the exact situation.
Okay.
I think it's quoting Jesse.
Thank you. Sure. Amazing.
AKP, very generous. No message.
Thank you.
Let's see, where do we stand here? Joe, we have to be able to have a conversation with people we disagree with, people who hate us. Jesus broke bread with Judas. You know, he knew he sold him out.
But Jesus never agreed nor disagreed. He didn't take sides at all because he understood. Amazing. Thank you.
Mark, happy birthday to our Bible thumper expert. Ball earth, red heart, praying hands, black, parties, birthdays, Derek, and for many more to come.
Right on. Thank you.
Marty.
Derek, appreciate it too.
Marty, happy birthday, Derek. Many blessings to you, sir.
Right on. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I got to end there. We'll read the rest later.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Hank, a first-time caller out of New York. Tony out of California. Jonah, out of first-time caller out of Oregon. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. He's coming now. Back tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you for your support as well. Super chats and all that. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
Thank you, JLP.